producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Adam Thompson Show.
Cutting edge.
I just told you to shut the fuck up.
No holds barred.
Thanks for not calling me a liar, son of a...
The latest trending topics, legal cases, and social issues. In-your-face commentary on all subjects. Adam Thompson.
You can't handle the truth.
Adam Thompson brings his 25-year experience as a high-profile criminal and civil trial lawyer and gritty New York street smarts and attitude to the studio.
Real unbiased talk.
Those who want respect, give respect.
You never know what he'll say next. This is the Adam Thompson Show. Here's your host, Adam Thompson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Adam Thompson Show. Hey, everybody out there, thanks for joining us. No better place to be here on a Saturday night than with our friends discussing the most important topics that are going all on around the world. I want to thank you, of course, for always following us on Facebook and Twitter and visiting the website. For those newbies out there, you need to go to www.adamthompsonlaw.com or www.adamthompsonshow.com. There you will find everything relating to the Adam Thompson Show, past archive shows, overtime sessions, everything involving our great guests and panelists that have come on the debates and so on. It just got tons of great information there. All the great segments that you guys love and always send additional comments on. So please be sure to check that out. You know, from last week, when the Pope was in town visiting, to today, so many different things have happened. I don't know where to begin. Between Russia taking airstrikes in Syria and, of course, our having to respond to that, to, you know, Speaker Boehner resigning abruptly when we're on the verge of another shutdown in the government because he doesn't want to be involved in it, which pretty much forecasts what direction that's going to go. And just, of course, to the most tragic thing that just happened, the recent shooting in Oregon in a college campus where Chris Harper Mercer killed 9 people and wounded 7 before the police took him down and shot him in another horrific mass shooting incident. We're going to cover all these topics in detail in the show, but I want to just lead off and talk about this mass shooting case. You know, we've talked about these kind of incidents before on the show. I mean, how could you not? When they happen, they need to be addressed. They need to be discussed because of their importance. And, you know, we lived through Sandy Hook. We discussed these things, what happened, and yet it never seems that there's any change. We get the same arguments on both sides. You know, the very pro-right conservatives, it's like, we have our Second Amendment rights. No one's taking our guns. The Founding Fathers said we get our guns. They're there to protect us, and we get them. And the rule of law is, in case the government doesn't do its job or they try to usurp too much power, we have the right to bear arms to potentially fight back and overthrow the government if we need to. That's the basis, really, of what they're saying. And then there's the other side, the far left, that says, you know, guns need to be taken away. They need to be restricted. Who needs guns? There's no real need for them. Or the modified version, the moderate version, is it's okay to have guns. Let's just put more control or restrictions on them. The problem I'm having with all this, folks, is we hear these arguments every time. A horrific incident like Sandy Hook takes place where you see innocent people get killed. We see children get killed. We see youngsters get killed. You know, this latest case in the Oregon college campus, we see college students getting killed. People with their entire future and life ahead of them. And yet, despite these horrific things that we see, we hear and read about them on the internet, and now in the age of everything being digitized and everything is on video, we actually see video footage of it. And it also reminds me of the recent incident where a TV newscaster and her cameraman were shot dead live during an interview. That was as graphic as it got. During an interview, a news reporter was shot dead and her cameraman shot dead, and it was videotaped by the shooter and then rebroadcast. You don't get it plainer than that. It doesn't come across more obvious than that. And yet, despite all of this, we still have the same debates. So, my question is this, and please, send me emails, send me tweets, enlighten me. I like to always try to be the beacon of light on this show and expand everybody's minds, open everybody's minds up to new thoughts, new ideas, to think outside the box. Isn't that what I always say? But I'm lost here. You know why? Because it seems that no matter what happens, and no matter how horrific an event seems, the dialogue's not changing. The dialogue is not changing. The conversation is not advancing. The debate is not advancing and becoming clearer. Every side just maintains its same position. You got to excuse me today, folks, because I'm going through a very bad throat virus, so I'm trying to hang in there. So I may have gaps here and there, but the show must go on. So ask yourself, what type of incident needs to happen before people will awaken where they say, you know what, maybe there is some need or time for a change? And which side is going to compromise first? I personally believe people have the right to bear arms. The government shouldn't have the right to take arms away from you. But is that an absolute kind of situation? Should everyone bear arms? Should the mentally ill have the right to bear arms? People have emotionally disturbed problems, and if they did possess a firearm, would be a risk to other people? I don't think so. Should people with criminal backgrounds have the right to bear arms? I don't think so. And I think most people would agree with that. So if that's the case, we know we can put restrictions on certain classifications of people who shouldn't bear arms. Should people who are on certain heavily prescribed medications be allowed to bear arms? That's an issue that should be addressed. I don't know if it is. We always hear about the mentally ill shouldn't bear arms because maybe they have a certain classification. But what about people that are on certain prescription drugs that could impact the way they behave? And many people who go on these drugs or medications are unaware of the impact it could have on how they act and behave. Plus, in how many of these different cases have we seen the shooter, after he's shot down by police and all the facts come out about him, that we find out that he is on heavily prescribed medication drugs that alters and affects and impacts the way he behaves and acts, including doing suicidal and or felonious type of criminal acts, including possibly killing and maiming people? We see that all the time, folks. So we need to take a look at the pharmaceutical industry and say, with the medications that people are using these days and the impactful way they affect people's behavior patterns, shouldn't we be looking into that as an area that maybe needs some review? But the bottom line is, these things do need more review. I don't know now, in light of this case and everything else that we've been seeing that's going on, anyone at this point should have an objection to making sure that thorough background checks are done, that there's a holding pattern put in place, that people just don't automatically get approved for a license, that there's a waiting period. People don't need to get a gun right now. Make you wait 3 to 5 day waiting period. People, have them apply for the permits. Go through a waiting period, a background check. Make sure there are no issues with heavy medication use or felony backgrounds or criminal backgrounds or mental illness problems. Do an investigation and be thorough. Then, once we get those answers and we know, make the steps to get a firearm more difficult, because good citizens shouldn't care. If you're doing the right thing, you don't care. These things should be at least the first line of what needs to get done. Are there other things we can do? Absolutely yes. Think about that.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back, everybody. You know, I want to lead off today's show talking about something that really concerns me. And, of course, I'm making reference to Russia's increasing involvement in Syria. We know that Russia just began airstrikes in Syria. The U.S. has sent out new warnings of their concerns about this Great Britain has also done the same. We now see that Iran is also sending in heavier troops into Syria. And to really get an insight about this that you're not going to get anywhere else, I wanted to bring back a return guest who's a favorite of mine. You're not going to hear this on CNN and other news shows. They're going to give you the mass media version of it. I wanted to cut through all the layers of the BS and get right down to it. So I asked a former naval officer who had combat commands in the Vietnam War and later in the Persian Gulf. He's the chairman of the Kilowan Group, and he advises leaders of government and business around the world, including presidential candidates. I'm talking about Harlan Ohman. Harlan is the author of many books, including his latest book, A Handful of Bullets, How the Murder of Archduke Franz Ferdinand Still Menaces the Peace. Welcome back to the show, Harlan. I really appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure, and thank you for re-inviting me.
Okay, so let's get to it. You know, everyone is turning on the news now. The top story are the Russian airstrikes that's going on in Syria. And, of course, that's of international concern to all countries. What's the real deal of what's going on there right now? And should we as U.S. citizens be worried about this?
Well, I think as American citizens, we have to be worried what's happening around the world. You saw what happened in Afghanistan with the fall of Kunduz and the Afghan army trying to retake it. Syria is a catastrophe. Iraq is a catastrophe. Libya is a catastrophe. The Islamic State is spreading. Now, from the position of Vladimir Putin, he understands that the United States can no longer be trusted to be engaged in international politics. That every place we put our foot, according to Putin, we have failed. We precipitated this crisis in the Middle East because of our invasion, according to him, in Iraq in 2003, which unleashed all these forces. Now, Putin has obviously taken advantage of situations in Ukraine when he's annexed the eastern part as well as Crimea. And now what he sees in Syria is an opportunity for Russia to play not only a larger role, not only to reinforce its arrangement with Bashar al-Assad and show to the world that the Russians support leaders, unlike the United States, who abandoned Mubarak, who killed Gaddafi in Libya. And he also believes that the Islamic State is a threat, but what he is doing is supporting with minimum forces. Remember, we have, I think, an exaggerated view of what Russia is putting in to Syria. They've got fewer than 2,500 ground troops, a couple of dozen of aircraft. This is not a huge deployment. But what Putin is seeking to do is to gain influence. He wants to be able to take on the Islamic State because of the threat of the Islamic State to Russia. But I think he wants to show that Russia is a serious country with great influence. And that is what he is doing. Now, having said that, I think he has exceeded the capacity of Russia's resources. I think for the long, this is going to be a future Afghanistan for Russia. You will recall in 1979, the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan, stayed there for 10 years and was thrown out. And shortly thereafter, in 1989, the Soviet Union imploded. I think Putin has exaggerated what he can do, but for the short term, he thinks this is a winning strategy. And unfortunately, the United States has been caught on the back foot with a failed strategy and without any plan to deal with this. And the one thing I would recommend to the administration, as George W. Bush did in 2006, when Iraq was descending into chaos, to rethink its strategy. The U.S. needs to rethink its strategy towards Russia, towards the Middle East, and towards Syria. And there are many things that can be done. My concern is that this White House is inflexible, and we're not going to reconsider, and therefore the situation is going to deteriorate to Putin's advantage for the short term. And I think violence is going to increase, and instability will also reign with great implications, not the least of which will be for economic and financial markets. Because, as you know, the Dow Jones and the stock markets are, I would say, very fragile.
Well, with all this in mind, you know, we wanted to get Assad out. That doesn't seem like it's going to happen now, because it seems like the Russian activity that we're seeing is pretty much based on keeping him in power. It
of
seems
course.
Like Iran and Russia want to see him remain in power and in control.
Of course.
So any hope of putting in a liberated government just seems out the window now.
For the time being, look, the administration, this administration has directly conflicting priorities. Assad cannot go at the same time if the Islamic State is to be defeated. So we have to understand and make the choice, which is the bigger threat? Is it the Islamic State or is it Assad? Since we can't make that choice, we want to do both. And as you pointed out, that is a contradiction and it will not work. What we should be doing, as Secretary of State John Kerry said, was Assad must go, but he need not go now. The Islamic State is the biggest challenge. And we ought to be encouraging the Russians to take on the Islamic State, which they are not doing. And if Iran is going to intervene, and it's somewhat questionable whether they actually have sent ground forces, but nonetheless, the Islamic State is an existential threat to Iran. And Iran is far more serious in dealing with the Islamic State than I think Russia is. And so we have to encourage Iran to take on the Islamic State and then reorient our strategy so that we can mobilize the Kurds in Iraq to make a greater foray to challenge Raqqa, which in Syria is the capital of the Islamic State. And we either have to encourage or force the Baghdad government to supply the Kurds or do it directly. And then we need to focus much more on the Islamic State in Iraq, and that means using the coalition of 62 states that have been put together to deal with the Islamic State far more effectively. And that means authorizing and giving the authority to somebody that's going to be able to carry on this mission, except we're not doing that. The current envoy, retired Marine General John Allen, has got no real authority to do these things. So we have a strategy that is not working, and we have a strategy that is not being executed, and we need to appoint people, giving them the authority to do what has to be done. Otherwise, this situation is going to get far worse before it gets better.
Well, we only have a minute left, so one more question. You know, everyone's so worried about this Iran nuclear deal that we're entering into and going to be bound by, and the fact that Iran is working so closely now with Russia, is this just an additional problem that we'll have to deal with in the future, assuming that we go forward with this pact and Iran breaches it, which I think will happen? Will we see Russia support and back up Iran should we take any military action against it?
That's a good question. I think Iran wants the nuclear agreement to go through. Russia certainly, nobody wants Iran to have a nuclear weapon. And I think if people read the agreement, they will see that this is a very powerful agreement. What Iran has given up, in my mind, is really quite extraordinary. But having said that, the problem with this administration is it has not developed a strategy for the long term in the region to ensure that this agreement will be successful and to have plans B, C, and D in the event it fails. Nor has it appointed an oversight committee to report back to the Congress and the public the status of this agreement. So the agreement itself, as it stands right now, is a very, very positive breakthrough. It could be huge. Russia is on board, and that can be worked. But the administration has not taken plans for the longer term to ensure success. And you can conjure up a series of very negative scenarios in the future if this plan does not work.
We're out of time, Harlan. We got to cut it there. I want to thank our guest, Harlan Ullman. Check him out at the Kilowan Group and also check him out at harlanullman.net. Thank you for joining us, Harlan.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, everybody, we're back, and it's that time on the Adam Thompson Show, the thing that most of our viewers wait for the most during the whole broadcast. Of course, I'm talking about our no-holds-barred debate segment. I let our panelists loosen the pit, and we just battle it out. The thing that's so unique about this segment on our show, unlike most other shows, is that it's completely unscripted. Our panelists don't know the topics, what we're going to be discussing. They don't get a preview of the questions so they can have talking points ready. We pretty much get a very unscripted and impromptu response to all the questions we ask. So they're really the most hardcore responses you hear on any talk show, because people don't have time to pre-prepare some witty or snazzy remarks so they come across sounding like they're so well-spoken. They just let it rip and say what they honestly feel. So you really get a truer response that way. So people love our debate segments, and some of the best gems on radio come from them. That's why people always replay the clips over and over. So with that said, we have new panelists coming on, and today I'm bringing in from the booth my executive producer, Ryan McCormick, to join us. I first want to welcome him. Ryan, thanks for doing such a great job producing the show and joining us finally in one of the debate seats.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here, Adam. All right. Congratulations.
Well, thanks so much, man. And you do a great job booking a lot of these great guests that we have. So let me welcome two newbies to our panel. First, Mary Linda Garcia, who's a former Republican member of the new Hampshire House of Representatives and the host of the Brian Greenberg Show in Central New Jersey, Brian Greenberg. Welcome.
Thank you,
everybody.
Adam. I will try to be somewhat literate, but don't worry, I won't be too literate, so no fear.
And I welcome the opportunity to be let loose in the pit, so to speak. Thanks.
That's like, ooh. I want to see blood drawn, and I want to see you go all over the place. All right, so with that said, you know, I love this part of the show because it really does cut to the bottom line, and most people, when they speak off the cuff, you get really great responses. So let's start off with something politics first. Before we get into the shooting in Oregon, you know, Speaker Boehner just resigned as Speaker of the House. And it comes at a time where obviously we're on the verge of another shutdown. I don't think he wants to be part of another shutdown because the last time it happened, it was a debacle. He was at the center of it. Everyone thought he misplayed the hand of the Republicans and the conservatives that time around, and he came off looking very weak and very bad. He took a lot of hits. And I think he thinks the same thing's going to happen this time because obviously they want to shut down a lot of the conservatives over the Planned Parenthood issue, and they want to basically defund that and use this as the opportunity and platform to do it, and he doesn't want to be a part of it, so he stepped down. But this is what I really think. I don't think he voluntarily stepped down. I think they pushed him out and said, we'll make your life so miserable and make you look so weak and so bad that you'll look worse staying, so to avoid that, he stepped down. Do you think I got it wrong or right? I'm going to start with you on this one. Marilinda, you're in government. You were a member of the Republican Party, elected official. Mm-hmm. Do you think he stepped down or they forced him out?
I think it's quite possibly a combination of both. I think it's a confluence of factors. Both things of what you said, aspects of it, are true. There is no question on the one hand that his job is pretty thankless. He's had a rough number of years, not only just because of the highly politicized way it seems almost every policy issue pans out, you know, across the media and the national headlines. Also, the very difficult time that, frankly, both chambers have had in terms of working with the administration, the executive branch, which, frankly, you know, for many stretches has, frankly, refused to meet with them, you know, to discuss, to negotiate, to do all these types of things. And then, yes, there's a fractious situation in the House, which we have seen play out in various ways in the past number of years, and certainly there's a committed group that would like to see him go. So, you know, he's 65, he's been there a while. I don't think he wants to go through another one of, you know, these shutdown debates as we recently saw. And so maybe the timing was great. He said in his own words, too, that he's been wanting, you know, during his whole tenure to have the Pope come, and, you know, so he finally accomplished that, and maybe just he thought the timing was right. So I think both angles have a lot of merit.
All right, that's a play it safe answer. What do you think, Brian?
The conservative Republicans are frauds, because if they're really concerned with cutting the cost of government, they would offer an across-the-board cut. It's just, this is all about jostling around for position. And Boehner, I'm sure in a few weeks, maybe a month or two, we'll find him out back on Capitol Hill. He'll be representing some of the powerful interests from the other side of the aisle. So
but that's a completely different game.
Well, look, it's about making money in Washington, and that's what everyone does there. And we're just spectators on the big thrill of how everyone makes money. And Boehner got tired of the game.
Boehner's going to be back making money for somebody. But do you think, my real question, though, is, Brian, do you think he voluntarily, when he says, I'm resigning, it's time, I really thought about it, did he think about it, or did he get a push from behind?
I think he's tired of the battle, and he wants to make more money in a nice, calm way. He's paid his time. He's built up enough juice that he's ready for his payday. The payday is going to come real soon. So that's what they do. He's moving on to the next big pot of gold. That's all.
What do you think, Ryan?
I have to say I couldn't agree with Mr. Greenberg even more on that. And that I think also that America could use a break from seeing this gentleman perpetually cry all the time. Does it really make us look, you know, outstanding and standing in the world to see one of our leaders crying over everything? So I think this will be a much needed break for all political parties. And as far as him going, yeah, I'm sure he's going to be working for a major lobbying firm, lobbying for the same bills that he probably got passed.
So let me ask you, we have 3 minutes left to this segment. You know, he went on, I believe it was Meet the Press, and he was questioned all about this, and he gave the reasons why he was moving on and so forth. But he took a lot of potting shots at a lot of the conservatives that are out there before, you know, moving on to the next topic, basically saying that kooks or crazies are taking over the party and so forth. Do you think that he's not alone in thinking that and other Republicans are thinking that at this point, Brian?
Well, again, they don't address the real issue. It's easy to minimize opposition and calling them kooks and crazies without really addressing what their views are and what they're trying to go for. So, again, when someone attacks you, rather than talk about why they're attacking you on the key points, it's better to say they're kooks or crazies. Clearly, there's a lot of merit to the $18 trillion government in debt. That's the merit. But he's not going to talk about that. He just doesn't like to. He likes to go status quo and not be bothered, and let's keep playing the game of printing more and more money. That's what he objects to, anybody who challenges that.
Okay, what do you think, Mary Linda?
Well, I mean, I feel like we've gone all around this, and to be honest, my answer is not political at all. There are a lot of issues at hand. He's had some awful battles, not only with the president, but also with people in his own party. So the question is, does he really want to continue doing that? And was there enough pressure applied, but yet, on his own side in terms of his age, where he is, what he wants to do next? I think the timing was just right, and he decided to. You know, so I don't think it's in question that, one, there is a lot of contention within the party in terms of the House, and I don't think there's any question that it's been a rough road regardless. But the question is, why the timing? Why now? And that's what I think the answer is.
What do you think, Ron? I think he was directly, throwing jabs at Ted Cruz, if not anyone else, specifically him.
Well, sure. I mean, again, Ted Cruz, got into – look, Boehner's job is to go along with whatever the powers that be in Washington wants. And he doesn't want to be challenged. So, and clearly Cruz challenged him. But rather than address the real issues of what Cruz was raising, he just rather call him crazy and a kook. So that's how politicians work. They always attack the individual. They always make it personal. They never, ever, any politician ever addresses what the real issues of the day are.
Okay, Ryan, we got 20 seconds left. I'm going to let you close us out on this.
Well, I say good riddance, and may all the other go in Boehner's shoes. Just get out and let some people who have common sense and decency get in power. Be a nice change, refreshing change.
Well, we're going to leave it there on this point. We're out of time on this subject. We got time for a break now, but I got to tell you, if you don't want to stand up and face the battle and the arguments when it comes time to face the battle and the arguments, then the job's not for you. It is time to move on. So no more crying. We won't cry for you anymore, Argentina. See you later, Boehner. Next, please. We'll be right back.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Okay, everybody, we're back. You know, let me lead off this next one with you, Mary Linda. You know, I opened the show talking about the horrific and tragic mass shooting again that took place in the Oregon College campus. And, you know, it's very troubling to me that it seems like we keep talking about these kind of stories, and yet the debate and the argument almost always stays the same without any change in positions from either side. What kind of incident is it going to take before the dialogue and debate does change that we will see something happen in a positive way to try to cut down on these kind of incidents?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that in terms of the dialogue changing. What would be refreshing is to see particularly those that advocate the strongest for changes, you know, changes to the laws, changes to the regulations, changes to whatever it is that they think the problem is, that they would actually specify what it is to do. Because, again, you know, we have this reaction, and even from our, you know, our head of state, the president, who before there's any information about what actually happened, what was the motive, what were the actual weapons, et cetera, he comes out and says, you know, we have to do something, and, you know, guns are the problem, as usual. I'm paraphrasing. But again, here we are. We were in a gun-free zone, so that was legislated already. We, you know, murder is already illegal, right? I mean, so that didn't stop anybody. The weapons he had were legal, okay, so that couldn't have been prevented necessarily. So, you know, what is it that they want to do? If they really want to go to a system and, you know, say, let's be like Australia and just and guns, you know, take them away from the citizens, well, you know, then advocate for that. But it seems like there's always this, well, Republicans refuse to address, you know, the gun issue, and the NRA runs the country, but then the left doesn't necessarily offer very specific proposals that would have made an effect, you know, in any of these tragic instances. I think that what we do know is that there are two really pressing problems. One is a social issue. People don't like to talk about social issues, but mental health, right? Everyone, almost every one of these shooters has this profile. They're lonely. They're depressed. You know, they have mental health issues. They've said things, you know, that are threatening online, et cetera, before. That has not, you know, we haven't found a support system or a way to prevent them from getting out there and doing these horrible things they're doing. And then the other is that, you know, it seems as though there's always this the way it's after, you know, like this guy said, this shooter, and I don't want to say his name, he said it seems that the more people you kill, the more media attention you get. You become a household name across the globe. So maybe the media is the problem. Maybe we shouldn't be talking about it on air. You know, maybe we shouldn't be televising who he was and what he accomplished in such a horrible way. I don't know. But, I think it is a little bit simplistic when we do say guns are the problem, right? I mean, again, the left, right, they are against the war on drugs. They also say, well, you know, abortion, that shouldn't be illegal either. But now guns, the problem is that they're legal. I'd just like to see them explain themselves, offer some logic as to why that would be the case if they really want to, amend the Constitution and, you know, really don't agree with the Second Amendment. So,
Let me jump over to you, Brian. You know, I don't think anybody's going to ever agree to amend the Constitution to counteract the Second Amendment in any way, shape, or form, because everybody wants their right to bear arms. But the issue is, are there ways to put restrictions on who has access to those arms? I thought, Mary Linda, you were going to go where you said there were two things that we don't really explore, the mentally ill. I thought the second thing you were going to say, media is involved, so to some degree I see that. But I thought you were going to raise big pharmaceuticals. So let me ask you, Brian,
sure.
You know, I think big pharmaceuticals is a big part of this because so many people we find out after the fact are on these prescription medications that they say alter their behavior, how they act, and so on. Should there be new provisions out there that if people begin taking certain types of medications, that if they do have a gun permit or license, that if they're on certain medications, that they have to turn in the license at that time because of the risk that they may go down the path, that the drugs affect them, that they could become a potential harm to themselves or others?
Let's go dig down and further than that to the ultimate source of the problem. First of all, I don't trust the government to regulate anything, and let alone to determine who should have what medicine. The real problem is you have parents, and I've read time and time again, they know their kids are off, they have serious emotional, mental problems, and back in the day, they used to be able to put these people into institutions to take them. People could not live in society because of their violent means and their whole demeanor. Today, there is no institution to put these people in. So the alternative is to medicate them. So the fact is that it's not the, quote, the medication in and of itself. It's a band-aid for a real problem. It is that in the past, these people would not be on our streets. They would be put away in institutions. But because we are a society that has become poor, we don't have the means to have these institutions, and ultimately these people walk the streets and every so often commit. I will add one point I want to add unrelated to your question. I believe by President Obama's statement, he clearly supports the notion that only white lives matter, because if black lives matter, he would be equally as upset, if not more so, by all the black-on-black crime and murders that are committed in the black community. That is at a horrific rate. Chicago had 16 murders last weekend. There's no national press conference on that. There should be something each and every day going on to speak out and to deal with that problem. That's never heard. This only when white people are killed does President Obama show up. So I can draw by the inference that only white lives matter.
Well, certainly all lives matter. Anyone who gets killed should be of concern to everybody in our communities, but obviously it seems that it doesn't. So let me go to you, Ryan. You know, I think, you know, you make a good point, Brian, that there's all this medication going on at home because there aren't places to send many people that need help. You know, the funding, unfortunately, in the areas that receive the biggest cutbacks, mental health treatment and care and placement facilities is one of those biggest areas that have been cut back, if not completely decimated, that there aren't places to go to get treatment anymore. So you have people at home taking these medications that they're pumped up with, that they're completely, you know, changed in how they behave. Is that a big problem, Brian? What's the big concern here?
I think the bigger concern is the culture itself. The soul of the culture, I feel, is very dark, and it is profits over people. Any time to make a profit over the concerns and needs of a human being, I think it is the driving force for this paradigm, not only in America but in the world. And also it is the way that the U.S. culture treats and observes and respects or disrespects their fellow human being. Pornography is prevalent and dominant in the U.S., and of all the pornography that's out there, 88% of the scenes in porn films show physical acts of aggression, and 49% of the scenes show verbal acts of aggression. So we're a society that's immersed in porn, which is disrespect and a lot of violence against the individual. And a lot of our movies and video games and entertainment are immersed in violence. When you combine those two major elements, plus you have people on, you know, medicine, you know, drugs that could be influencing their brain, plus all the stress and anxiety that we have because of our, you know, deteriorating economic conditions, I think that is a perfect mixture of manifestation of seeing these shootings. I think these shootings are going to continue. They're going to get progressively worse. And unless we address the fundamental issue, which is the soul of the country, which is putting compassion, love, and peace on the table instead of this debt and death push, I think we're not going to see a change.
We only got 2 minutes left. I want to ask you a quick follow-up as my producer, Ryan. We talk about this a lot off-air, about how the big pharmaceuticals, with the power base they have because of all the resources that they have, do you think that the reason that we never really see them brought into the picture a lot is because of the lobby power that they have, that they just control so many different people, that you never see the finger pointed at them for that reason?
I can imagine so. You have to think that anyone who's in a position of power that stands to make a lot of money certainly does not want negative information being presented about them. So it's unfortunate. You like to think at some point in time that there'd be a way for people to make a lot of money while also helping a lot of people. And I really do hope that these billionaire, you know, billion-dollar companies figure out a way to be profitable to help human beings.
Well, we don't see that happen.
I mean,
guys, I love that you guys keep commenting, but we're out of time. We only got a minute left, so we got to close it out there. I want to thank everybody for joining us this week. Mary Linda Garcia, Brian Greenberg, stepping out of the booth to join us this week, our executive producer, Ryan McCormick. Everyone, I want to thank you again for joining us. Remember, visit us at our website at www.theadamthompsonshow.com and www.adamthompsonlaw.com. Everything about The Adam Thompson Show you want to know is featured there. Be sure to check us out, and please keep your tweets and emails and Facebook posts coming. We love to hear your thoughts and comments. And let us know what you thought of this week's guest, the topics and everything else. Remember, we're here to talk about the things you want to know about and to address the issues that the mass media doesn't cover. With that said, I want to thank you for joining us. And remember, until next time, always think outside the box.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.